USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The House will vote to authorize impeachment managers for a trial in the Senate. The House previously voted to impeach President Trump for abuse of power and obstruction of Congress. Republican Congressman Jim Jordan of Ohio reminds everyone on Fox News.
Yeah, the truth still wins in the end. I mean, the truth still wins. Look, every single Republican voted against the articles of impeachment. One Democrat voted with us. One Democrat voted present. And a third Democrat voted with us and switched parties. So the truth still wins in the end. And just understand, though, it's never going to stop. These guys are going to go after this president forever because they don't like the president and they don't like any of us who support the president. And it didn't even start with Ukraine. Mm-hmm. Impeachment started before this guy was president.
The top six Democratic candidates are getting ready to take the stage for another debate, this one being held in Des Moines, Iowa. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Are you looking for senior care for your mom or dad but don't know where to start? Hi, I'm Jen London with A Place for Mom. Nobody knows your parent or loved one better than you, and nobody knows senior living better than the experts at A Place for Mom. They've helped thousands of families find the right place for their mom or dad.
I was so glad that I called A Place for Mom. My advisor really listened and was truly my partner in finding senior care for my dad. She went out of her way to get to know him as a person and was always there whenever I had a question.
The senior living advisors at A Place for Mom partner with thousands of families every month, listening and offering local knowledge and advice to help find the best senior living communities across the country. And it's a free service. Here's the number.
Call A Place for Mom at 1-800-370-2715.
There's a place for answers. A Place for Mom. Call today.
Call A Place for Mom at 1-800-370-2715. That's 1-800-370-2715.
Worldwide debt is at a record high. Here's USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes.
The number comprises borrowing by households, governments, and companies, and it grew from $9 trillion to nearly $253 trillion in the first 9 months last year. The biggest problem countries are New Zealand, Switzerland, and Norway, all of which have rising household debt levels, while government debt to GDP ratios in the U.S. and Australia are also at all-time highs. Debt levels are lower in emerging markets, but even there, they're rising fast.
American Airlines is canceling Boeing 737 MAX flights until early June. The Texas-based airline says the plane is off its schedules following last week's recommendation from Boeing that all pilots get 737 MAX simulator training. And you're listening to USA Radio News. This is USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290, 800-965-1290, 800-965-1290.
We've been told that breakfast is the most important meal of the day. Many of us start our days with a cup of coffee, maybe some bacon and eggs or pancakes and eggs. But according to Dr. Oz, that's all a sham and we're being lied to. He joins Fox News and says breakfast is not as important as many people make it out to be.
I don't think you should eat breakfast until 3-4 hours after you awaken. And we launched our most successful program for New Year's ever this year. It's called System 20. And the whole concept was 20 steps to reduce your chance of chronic illness by 20%. And if you need to, you can lose weight. Right? So once you, I mean, gave it to you to study, right? So if anyone wants this on DrOz.com, but here's the key. The foundation of this program, which includes meditation and exercise and some snacks, it's all about intermittent fasting, really.
Right.
And there was a huge study just came out last week in our most prestigious medical journal, the New England Journal of Medicine, endorsing again that intermittent fasting is the wisest way to stay healthy, probably live longer, even if you don't lose weight on it.
Dr. Oz continues.
But this issue of breakfast is what caused a lot of the ups and downs. And you know, people say I was dead wrong, and others have jumped to my defense. It's actually not about me. The data is pretty clear. We don't really have to eat when we first wake up. And a lot of Americans watching right now think, okay, I'm in a hurry. I don't have much time, but I know I got to eat. It's good for me. I'm going to throw something
in my mouth. Because I've been told it's the most important meal of the day.
And it actually turns out to be the opposite.
And finally, wine consumption across the United States declined for the first time in 25 years, although that decline was only by 1%. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.